Kia ora. Hello, hello. This is the Bad Monkey, and welcome to my show. This is episode 16, and the Bad Monkey is proud to be part of the Radio 13 Music Collective. So find out more about us at radio13.co.nz. As always, we are broadcasting live today from the Sky Tower in Auckland. And if you're listening to us, we are on 104.6 FM or streaming live via planetaudio.org.nz. Now, last Sunday, what happened last Sunday? I had Georgia and Liam from the Park Up Collective in my show, and we were talking about the memories of Metallica and U2. So check out Radio 13 on Facebook or planetaudio.org.nz for a link to that particular podcast. And also, please don't miss U2 when the Joshua Tree Tour 2019 hits New Zealand on the 8th and 9th of November at Mount Smart. Brought to you by Live Nation. Tickets available now at Ticketmaster. Right, today it's going to be a full pack show. I have here in the house with me my fellow Radio 13 DJ, Roger Bowie. Top of the morning to you, Gov.
Good afternoon, Bad Monkey.
Hey, hey, hey.
Hope Ooh. You're on best behaviour today.
Never. You're looking forward to Japan? I hear you're going soon.
Oh, I am.
Yes, you are.
I'm going on Thursday.
Hey, I am jealous, bugger.
I might see some rugby.
All right, we are also immensely happy to have two emerging Kiwi bands here in the studio with us. Firstly, Good Space.
Kia ora.
Kia ora. Who's that?
This is Jeff from Good Space.
Hey, hey, and we also have...
This is Lloyd.
All right, it's Lloyd. Hey, hey, I'm not going to forget that name now. It's emblazoned in my mind. And we also have Lassa. Hey.
Kia ora.
Kia ora.
This is Michaela from Lassa.
And this is Sam.
Oh, all the way from Hamilton.
Mm.
Did you drive here today?
No.
No? You were,
were
already here.
Ah,
yes, you were playing a few gigs, yep. I remember. Okay. Now, let's find out a little bit more about Good Space, shall we? So, I hear you actually started out as Restless Electric a couple of years ago. Is that, how, when the history started? Tell us more.
Yeah, I guess about 2 years ago. I got back from my travels and really wanted to hustle with music, and Restless Electric was born pretty quickly.
Okay.
Played a few gigs around Auckland, dropped 2 EPs, and just over time our sound has matured.
And this was with Lloyd as well, so both of you were together, yeah?
Yeah, the lineup changed with the drums and the other vocalist and the other guitarist, but Lloyd and I have been constants in this music setup.
Okay. So what triggered the transition or transient nature towards a Good Space?
I think we sat down and we had a really big talk and think about what kind of music we wanted to make. We got inspired hearing about like bands like defining themselves by what they wouldn't do.
Oh, okay.
Like, no's, a list of no's that makes them kind of distinctive, or, you know, like if it's Nirvana going, we're not going to do any flashy guitar solos, or R.E.M. writing a whole album without the word I in it, I think, or, you know, okay. Kind of what you don't do is really interesting. So I think Restless Electric was bordering on kind of still borrowing a lot from 90s and grunge and rock, and the tracks were kind of schizophrenic going between the two, and we had to sit down and decide what we really wanted to make. And I think Good Space kind of borrows from that, but we moved more to a place that takes people to a good space.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And I like how you put it. You say that this is music that makes you feel present. That's actually quite interesting.
Yeah, I suppose, like, it was maybe an observation on Jeff's writing style. Like, well, I don't know how much you'd want to go into it, but Jeff is really big on his meditation, and he's one of the most present people I've met. He's very there when you're there.
Very there. Yeah. We need people that are there, for sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
And his lyrics and everything, it takes you to a place that's quite observational, and I thought that was quite unique, so...
Well, yeah. I can safely say you definitely have a very unique sound. I know Roger had a
Let's hear Jeff define present for me.
Well, we write from a place of presence, so it's often things that feel immediate and urgent to us. And I guess that kind of sums it up in the best way, that we write from a place where we want to take our listeners, you know?
I suppose also music's kind of background a lot of the time to what you're doing, you know, putting Spotify on in the workplace or listening to pop music that just feels good, but we probably wanted music that kind of made people present and listen to it. Yeah.
But I also like that rock vibe to it, though. And there are some nice hooks, but also there is that underbelly of a bit of a rock, alternate rock sound. You heard a couple of tracks as well, right? Didn't you, Roger?
Well, we go to hear some, aren't we?
Yeah, we are. Yeah, definitely.
To me, I hesitate to tell you what I think your influences are. You can tell us, but I hear a lot of early 90s.
Mm. Yeah, definitely.
Brit rock in there.
For sure.
Yeah. Yes.
Ah, I'm not wrong.
Definitely.
they have some trip hop in there as well. And I tell you, man, that's the reason why they're here. I love my trip hop. All right, switching gears now. Let's go to Hamilton. So let's talk a little bit about Lhasa. So tell me about how this union or duet or duo was formed. How did it go about? I know that you guys met in music school, right?
Yeah, we met at music school.
Okay. And you've described yourself as two worlds colliding.
Yeah, actually. So the first time we met, I had a Taylor Swift CD on in my car, which I now regret.
Ooh. You're forgiven.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. And he made fun of me, so...
I most certainly did.
You really did. And so I avoided him for the next 6 months, which was really fun. And then after that, we hung out like once, and then we started dating. And then... We, in 2017, decided that we both do music, why not put our stuff together, and we wrote, like, one song.
Yeah, I mean, I think it kind of originated because one of our friends was like, do you guys want to do a gig? And we were like, we haven't really done that before, but that'd be cool. So we got together a couple of covers, and then we just started to write stuff.
Okay, and interesting.
And started to just fall together, and, yeah. We're just excited to play music together. It was really cool.
Well, I'm interested to hear the covers that you started with.
Oh,
a lot of
the first one was
Taylor Swift.
Time Is Running Out by Muse.
Yeah.
Muse.
Yeah, yeah. I used to like just playing on acoustic guitar when I was younger. So I just said to Michaela, let's try this. And it was a lot of fun. She's got a very powerful voice, and so it really...
So do you, though.
Well, yeah, so it kind of just compliments.
This has got to be one of those rare examples where Taylor Swift actually did bring people together.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this has to go down to musical history.
Surely.
So good.
So, I have to now bring up Chengdu, right? So, you were brought up in Chengdu. How did that happen?
Yeah, well, so my parents worked over there, my dad doing tourism stuff and translation, and my mom was a librarian at an international school. But I grew up there my entire life until I just turned 18, and then I moved back here to go to music school.
Growing up in Sichuan definitely must have moved you to spicy hot food and guitar.
100%.
Brilliant, okay.
Yeah.
And I have to name drop here, so you do have a twin sibling that still, when I look at you, still confuses me because I'm a photographer, so I've taken pictures of your brother.
Yeah.
And when I look at you, I'm looking at my photographs, so who's your brother?
James Fisinich. He's in a band called George After James. He plays gigs around Auckland. And he's an overall solid dude.
Yeah, he's
I'm,
really cool.
I'm sure he is.
He's got a lot longer hair than I do, though.
Yeah, his hair is really long.
Excellent. Okay, well, we are now going to play a track because we are going to talk about influences for both of your bands, and I think you might recognize this one. Here we go. Cited as one of your influences for Lhasa, is that correct?
Yeah, definitely.
Tell us why.
Well, I think it's the whole duo concept and the male-female kind of voices mixing together to create something completely different, because I think you hear a lot of male bands that have a lot of male BVs and you have a lot of female bands that have female BVs, but it's quite cool when you can find two like male-female voices that fit together really well. And also we just love the sounds that they come up with. They were so amazing in everything that they did, so pretty influential. The folky sound is good.
Yeah, I agree with that 100%. When I grew up, I kind of listened to more rock music.
Right.
But the moment I saw, I didn't see them live in person, but seeing videos of them live was just mind-blowing, because even with just one guitar and two voices, it was as captivating as a full band.
Mm.
And they did a quite an interesting number of covers, I think, as well, right?
Mm.
Between the Bars, I think they did an EP which they covered songs like Billie Jean and Sour Times, Portishead. And I think that was one of my favorite EPs, or favorite covers.
Yeah.
Because they've done it and they made it their own. They've got that sound. So I think when you said you like rock, but you've infused the acoustic sound, the folky sound to it, I can see why this appeals to you.
Mm.
Yeah. Brilliant. I kind of feel that with our sound a little bit as well, where because I listen to a lot of rock music, sometimes it can feel like it's rock music with an acoustic guitar.
Mm.
And I quite enjoy that personally.
You keep saying I, but we listen to
we.
A lot. Thank you.
We.
Thank you. I'm not just a Taylor Swift person. I actually grew up on just like listening to hardcore, like just screaming and really sludgy guitars, because I loved it. So.
Oh, yeah. Interesting.
Which definitely does not really show in our music now, which is good.
Brilliant. Brilliant. So tell us a little bit about the Civil Wars.
Well, it's John Paul White.
Mm.
And Joy...
Williams.
Williams, they were. And they made, two fabulous albums.
So good.
Yeah.
And in and around the Nashville area, and then they split up, Joy... I think there was the professional relationship was becoming difficult, the songs are very emotional, so you can start to understand why. But they split up. We've still got John Paul White. I think Joy Williams has just put out an album.
Yeah, she has, and a single Canary, which is really really good.
Yeah.
Well, it's good that you have them as inspirations, but. You would have to worry about being in two totally different relationships.
Yeah.
Being in one, that helps.
Yeah, it really does.
But the other the other band we might just touch on is Over the Rhine. Do you know them?
No.
Ah.
Oh, yes. This is where...
When I listen to your music, that's who I hear as well.
Oh, mm-hmm. Cool.
Same as I hear them in a little bit in Ayrton Hall.
Mm.
But that's a husband and wife duo. They've been making albums forever.
Oh, cool.
That's right.
Check them out.
And you did an album review, didn't you, of Over the Rhine?
I did an album review of their most recent one, whose name escapes me, but...
Yeah, but that's on radio13.co.nz. Check out album reviews on the Roger, and you'll find that album. Yes, now that you said it, I would have to agree with you, definitely. That has a lot of sounds there that are quite similar. So here's another band that now is a major influence on Good Space. Tom York with his Knives Out. Yeah. So tell us about Radiohead and how this band has inspired you and your sound.
Well, first of all, good pick there, because we said Radiohead, but you could have chosen God knows anything from there. That's that's probably a good kind of where our sounds...
I do my fucking research, seriously, brother.
Yeah. Oh, I'll let you start. I could talk about Radiohead all day, so you...
Well, I reckon... I think we probably have the same things to say. It's just like, you say Radiohead's an influence, and then it's like, well, which album?
Yeah.
You know? It's like they've done so much And they've stayed. I think for me, it's the authenticity of just staying true to their artistry that inspires me the most. Sure, some of the sound, the elements of their sound inspire us too, but I think just the core principle of just being real the whole way is what I want to do, you know?
Yeah, and for me it's also the chemistry, because played in bands growing... played in bands for a long time growing up with five people all trying to show off how good they are at their own instrument, and you watch Radiohead play live and they're just like one organism, and they're not afraid to pull back or not play for a song or which is something that you only get for playing together for years and years and years. So
Do you also embrace the spirit of our experimentation that Radiohead do? I mean, pretty much throughout all the albums, do you also follow the same?
Definitely.
I think under all the experimentation and odd sounds, there's always when you listen to it enough, you get the hooks. There actually are, just like in Rainbows, took me a while to get, but there are quite poppy hooks in there buried underneath it all. So
that is a hard one to digest.
Yeah, really. So I mean, we're all for experimentation, but also I quite like writing songs that people like and get stuck in their head as well. That's where the tension is for us, is writing experimental but also songs people will like.
So as we are talking, I'm just going to give a signal to Lasse to kind of prepare for your song, because we're going to hear them sing a song live here pretty soon. But before we do that, I do want to kind of touch on your lineup at the moment in Good Space. So you recently have a new drummer, I understand.
Yeah. He's fantastic.
He's brilliant. called Nick, but he's down in Welly at the moment for his job, so we've had to replace him with a Bluetooth speaker today.
Nick, you are a Bluetooth speaker today. That's cool. Roger, did you have something to add?
No, I want to hear their song. I mean, I've got other bands I can reflect on when I hear their EP, but I'd like to respond once I've heard them with a live version.
Including one that they may not like, but we love, but we'll talk about that later.
we'll spoil the party. Eh?
We will.
Cooler Shaker.
Sorry?
Cooler Shaker.
Oh, I'm not actually aware.
There you go, you see.
Is this what era?
95.
90s, yeah.
Yeah, 90s. Or British? Or?
The first, yes. One release, top number one album, and then nothing much after that.
Right. Okay.
It's brilliant. An interesting album, because there is a lot of spirituality in the music. So I noticed that. So you will have to check it out.
Well, it makes sense. Big on I'm really big on 90s Britpop. And
yeah, me too.
You take it somewhere else. It'll be good to see what that's like. Yeah.
Okay. I probably got another one for you, but I'll leave that until a little later.
Cool. All right. We are now going to listen to Lasse. Now, what song are you going to play for us?
We're going to play Somewhere Else.
Somewhere Else?
Yeah,
okay.
Second track on our EP.
Cool, fantastic. So now, boys and girls, we're listening out there. I might take a bit of time to kind of mix this just right, because we have a few powerhouses in the studio here. So take it away, and we'll see how we go, okay?
Fall into the lion's den.
incredible. Incredible. That was fucking awesome, man.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That was fucking badass. That's so different from your EP too.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, so I really appreciate that. Fuck. We missed a good gig on Friday.
Does that song have the drums on it on your EP?
Yeah, it does. Yeah, that one sounds on the EP more like a full band thing. We've got a kick and a snare and a tambourine and everything.
When we play it live, like in a big gig situation, I normally have a kick drum and a tambourine. I've got a good bruise on my hand from Friday night's gig.
Yeah, we missed it at the wine cellar. They were celebrating the EP. Yeah. Oh, brilliant. Oh, cool. Well, what did you think of it, Good Space?
That was amazing. Straight up.
It was badass, wasn't it? Yeah, oh, like, man, fuck. That's good.
Those high notes are awesome. Yeah, it's just really cool. Really cool contrast.
Yeah, like, so tell us about this song. Was there a story behind this song?
Tell us, Sam.
Yeah, the lyrics to this one kind of came more from me. And it's just... It's sort of about... I mean, like, the title kind of explains a lot of it, I guess, is wanting to be somewhere else. Just kind of being frustrated with where you are and feeling like there's something more that you should be doing. But also, on top of that, it's also about the fear of moving on. So really just kind of wrestling with that.
Oh, that's pretty cool. And Roger, what did you think of it?
I agree with Lloyd. There's nothing more uplifting than divine harmonies, particularly female and male coming together. And you know, when duos get that, you feel it. On a different note, though, I was happier with that version than I am with the drum version. You know, you start just to go a bit broader. Mm. When I listen to the EP, and this is not a bad thing. It just is a thing that you start to, at times, drift towards Mumford. And you know, I think these songs are strong enough to have a play with a number of different arrangements. And I'd encourage you to do that. They're very strong songs.
Yeah, super. And you did cite Mumford & Sons as one of your kind of bands that you like as well, right?
Yeah,
definitely. I mean, I had a lot of friends who were probably more into them than I was back in China, but...
China? Yeah, I mean, Mumford & Sons? Fucking well, joking me.
Not Chinese friends. So I went to an international school for a while, and so quite a few American friends. And quite a lot, they were really into Mumford & Sons.
Yeah, they were big at that time, weren't they? Yeah. So I'm looking to Good Space right now to get your amps all heated up and ready to go for the next live track that we're going to hear. And so we're going to listen to some songs from Lhasa here in a bit. We are going to play some tracks from their WEP. And boys from Good Space, are you good to go?
More or less. On the mic.
Okay, it's all mic'd up and I'm going to have to do it on the fly. So what song are you going to play?
This song is Don't Want No One to Know.
Okay, here we go. Good Space.
Don't want no one to know. I've been harboring doubts. Won't say what I'm about. Don't want no one to know that I'm so fucking scared. Playing loops through my head. You need someone to love ya. You need someone to love ya. You need someone to love ya. You need someone to love you. Don't want no one to know. I feel inadequate, but I still say yes. But I still say yes. You need someone to love ya. You need someone to love ya. You need someone.
want to love ya. Why the fuck did I do this bullshit? Find it and then lose it. Am I patient or just late? Battling frustrations, I really don't want no one to know. I'm the person I can't face. I'm the person I can't face. Need someone to love ya. You 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 need someone to love ya. Need someone to love ya.
Love ya, love ya. Need someone to love ya.
Fuck, man. This is going to be my best show ever. All these incredible songs here today. That was fucking brilliant. What do you think, Roger?
Yeah, very cool. Very, it's got a nice little...
Fuck, you brought tears to his man's eyes.
Nice little jazz touch there. And then that, and your voice, your vocals, Jeff, yeah, that takes me back to that. Those Brit pop bands in the early 90s. I was talking about Cool to Shake. There's a Scottish band called the Soup Dragons.
Fuck, I haven't heard them in a while. Them? Oh yes, the Soup Dragons. Oh yeah, definitely.
And so there's a lot of nostalgia in that. I know you're talking about the present, but you know, walking totally backwards into the future is no bad thing, eh?
Yeah. Now the rhythm actually does bring to mind the Soup Dragons very well. Fantastic. And what did you think of it, Lasse?
Yeah, that was really cool. I really love the breathy vocal.
It's
so good.
So good.
And the guitar tone too. It's like,
and the drum machine. Like, that was
good. I'm all about the drum machine. Reliable, on time.
Doesn't take a cut.
Oh, Nick, your days are numbered. What can I say? But your vocals, I mean, boys and girls out there is no fucking special effects here. That is Jeff, true and true, right?
Yeah, I don't know how to do it any other way, you know. It gets annoying sometimes, you know.
That's brilliant. Right, so tell us about that track. So how did that come about and what is it about?
Well, lyrically, don't want no one to know. I've been harboring doubts but won't say what about. I think each kind of verse is just a confession about something I've been feeling that's honest, maybe not profound, but just honest, true to the present. Musically, it's something that I sort of... It's gone through a whole bunch of transformations.
Yeah.
But with Good Space, it's such a collaborative process compared to other bands I've been in. And these guys, I brought it to them, they took it apart and put it back together again heaps better, you know.
Oh, excellent. So you are pretty much... You write the lyrics and then you come together and say, hey, this is what I have, and then you guys just kind of jam it out. Is that how it works?
Yeah, it's kind of interesting because I don't really think of myself as a bassist. I write songs as well, so, but probably a little bit more poppier than Jeff. Jeff's just a machine. He makes at least a song a week. He's just writing... and then we'll come together and he has a scrapbook in his head of ideas. And that was a real song where we're just struggling with the chorus and we're just sitting together for hours and trying to take it somewhere else. And I like to think I take all this authentic, awesome stuff in Jeff's head and just kind of help with it every now and then, putting it into a bit of a structure, going, there could be a hook there, or you know, and good stuff comes out. So it's very collaborative.
This is the first track. This is the opening track for your self-titled.
It's the second track.
Oh, it's the second. Yeah. Pardon me. Okay, all right, cool. Well, since you all set up, would you be able to play another song for us? We'd love to hear another one.
Sure.
It's called Time Chasing. This one.
Time Chasing. Cool. All right, boys and girls, this is Good Space again. Another track from their debut EP, self-titled EP. Baby.
Every time I wait for a chance, for an opening to take away and keep time. I'm scared to time I wait for a chance, for an opening to take away and keep time. I'm scared to lose, 'cause time wasted if I think I'll find the space. Best be time chasing, won't be time making for these. Yeah, goals that you got, kid, hold on and watch and grow. Through these thoughts, which where you're conscience down, yeah, down.
Time Chasing, I believe that track was called.
Yes.
Another track from your latest EP. So what was the inspirations behind this one?
Time Chasing. Chasing time, you got to make every moment precious, I guess, is the bottom line for me, lyrically. It's gone through a few transformations too. We've pulled out a whole bunch of segments, bridges. We took it to a good friend of Lloyd's, James. Did an arrangement for us through some strings. And then we're like, yeah, we really like that. We like how simple this is.
Mm. Yes, it's definitely much more stripped back compared to your first track.
Sure, it's, and I think it's just so much breathing space to listen, you know, and like you can just engage with it and yeah, and I think, with how simple it is.
Like, and that is exactly what I like to hear, breathing space. Don't you think, Roger?
I'm just struck by how songs can shift between genre when the tempo and the context changes. The same song in a rock context, you know, pulls in the 90s and pulls in Manson, which is another M-A-N-S-U-N, not Manson, not Charlie, Manson, great Welsh band. But then listening to you here right now, you know, this touches of Jack Johnson, but it's I hope that doesn't offend you, but more the better thing I wanted to say about it was it just melts back into Americana, you know, slightly acoustic touch. The other radical thought I had listening to this song was that how good you guys would all be together.
That's actually, yeah, that perish a thought would be an interesting.
Don't perish it, have it, work on it.
Well, would this be something you're keen on, Lasha, putting you in the spotlight there? What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, that would actually be very interesting. That song is so good.
Yeah, I love it.
I was really feeling that. That's really good. Cheers. That guitar part as well.
The chromaticism is so beautiful.
I come back to that breathing space, and I come back to what you mentioned, Lloyd, about the meditative approaches that Jeff has, right? I love songs that allow me to explore. It's not all cramped in, you know, it's got that space where you can meander and you can kind of feel it. Just how I embrace my photography, you got to have some place for the imagination to go to, right? Mm. So I love that. That was just so brilliant.
Cheers, man.
So what plans do you have for your EP? I mean, and Good Space in general, but also your EP. Are you guys going to kind of go out there and tour and play, or what plans?
Yeah, well, I mean, we've got a few shows lined up, and we released the EP, what, 2 or 3 weeks ago. Playing shows, making a few more connections, and sort of getting our name out there. But I think for me, what's most important is getting a second EP out this year.
Okay.
Yeah.
How close are you to that goal?
Pretty close, to be honest. I want it to drop in December. And I think I can do it for sure. We can do it for sure.
Well, this is Jeff the Machine talking, right?
Yeah.
The robot.
Two EPs is an album.
Yeah, exactly. Jeff, why don't you tell us about that show?
Oh, yeah, sure. Ooh, so on the 9th of November, we've got an art exhibition, potluck, gig kind of fusion show. And it's going to be in Hum Salon, just off Grafton Bridge. And we did a similar thing last year. And we've got a good friend of ours who's doing an art exhibition in one of the rooms.
Okay.
Big fat table in the middle with just potluck food. Everyone brings a plate, drops some koha. And in the other room, there are just four acts. We'll be playing another band called Citrus Dreams, and another two acts to be confirmed. But yeah, just good vibes. It's just going to be a dope house party.
Fuck yeah, man. It's good. That sounds like fun.
I'm looking glum because I'm not going to be here.
Oh, where are you? You're still in Japan?
No, I've got something on in Brisbane, but...
Well, we'll get Radio 13 to represent.
Simon William Todd won't be interested.
Simon William Todd's listening, and he just loves that Kula Shaker sound. You know that. But yeah, please do send us that press release. We'll help to get the word out. This is something we'd love to go and embrace and be a part of, for sure.
Brilliant.
So now, let's listen to the latest single from Lhasa, which is titled Bird Song, which is also the name of your EP, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, now let's hear what you actually sound like on the album. Cool.
Never thought I'd feel this way again. Could it ever be any different? Your smile stops my heart from beating. Oh, I don't want this dream to end. Wake to the bird song.
I wish I can play the rest of the song, but I'm going to play it in the background and learn a little bit more about Lhasa. So you played a few nights ago at Wine Cellar, did you?
Yeah, that was on Friday night. We played a gig with George After James and Little Brother. Yeah, it was...
That's all the family references in the bands played that night.
Yeah.
Okay. That's super cool. So this was when you kind of celebrated the launch of your EP, is that correct?
Well, sort of the Auckland version of that. We did an EP release show in Hamilton.
Okay.
That kind of all our friends came to and a few others.
Okay. How was the response?
Yes,
in Hamilton and Auckland,
people seem to really seem like to be it. Really into it. Yeah, I think we've had a few comments saying just they wish that some of the other songs we played live were on the EP as well.
Okay,
yeah, we're writing at the moment for the next stuff. But yeah,
yes, we've got a few other songs kind of ready to go, and so kind of we'll probably start recording at some point soon.
Mm.
Okay, well, there you go. So here's another band who's trying to get something out before the end of the year, perhaps.
Probably not before the end of the year, but...
yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, we're tossing up whether we'll do another EP or a full-length album.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Excellent.
But we've had a couple comments about our live sound sounding quite different to our EP sound.
Well, that's what Roger said, isn't it?
Yeah. we had this conversation last night about our next recording and seeing if we can make it sound more live.
Yeah.
Mm. So tell us about the recording process. Where did you do it?
It was kind of just all in my bedroom.
Okay.
I've got an interface and some mics, and so I just one day I was just like, I'm just going to record these songs. Mm. So I kind of laid down all of the guitars, and then it was just a matter of getting Michaela free enough
to be able to.
Yeah, to be able to record the vocals.
Oh, someone's got to work and bring the money in. I know how it is.
Yeah, and then I mixed it and mastered it myself.
Wow.
And that took
a
bit of time.
Mm.
Oh, that sounds amazing, man.
It sounds really cool. Big.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Excellent. Well, what did you think of that? I mean, the sound and the production of that, Jeff.
So crisp, man. Those guitars are just, tingling in my ears for days. You know?
Yeah. Thank you.
For real.
It's so good.
Excellent. Roger, thoughts?
I just like the song. I think this is the one I've listened to the most.
Mm. It's a brilliant, brilliant single.
You know, taking me into Mumford territory is no bad thing. It does that. But it goes beyond that because your voices are still immaculate together. And being different live from how you sound in the studio is no bad thing either. It goes back to that thing I was saying before about different ways to represent the same song.
Yeah.
Mm. And people will like the alternative and the variety. But no, I just want to encourage you. It's great stuff.
Oh, yeah, brilliant. I mean, both you bands are bringing us such brilliant music.
Come to Nashville, be on the Americana stage.
Yeah, we'd love
that. Would be sick.
That would be a dream.
Event. That's an inevitable. So since both of you just came out with your EPs, right, I would love to hear your thoughts on what you find the most challenging, you know, in the music industry in New Zealand at the moment. I'll start with Jeff and Lloyd. Go ahead. Well, what did you find the most challenging at the moment?
Just in general or the recording process?
Just in general. I mean, trying to get your music out there, you know, expressing yourselves in this industry.
I think for me it's the writing side always has come quite naturally and easily, and it's, it just happens. But, selling myself, promo, marketing, putting together a press kit, I think I'm sort of just picking up on that game, that I'm making a business game plan, I've got to have my weekly game plan, I've got to have my finances sorted, I've got to know where it's all happening, and that is just, it's just such a different side of my brain, it's not creative, it's looking at stats, it's looking at also the things that I'm not interested in.
True.
And I have to get amongst it. Yeah, so that's the most challenging thing for me.
Lloyd?
I don't know, it's like, I have to think quite heavily about it. It's great now. It's a great time now to be a musician because both of us produce stuff that sounds really quite polished in a bedroom, which is awesome. At the same time, New Zealand's got a really cool indie scene, but we're also a country where the Mint Chicks weren't massive.
Yeah.
They weren't like gods, which they should have been. discovering that, and I think you asked earlier about a scene. I don't think if there is, I'm finding it hard to get into it, of a real thriving indie scene, because people like the stuff when they hear it, but it's hard to
get people to go and see it, is it?
Yeah, I find.
Is it because it's just saturated? What do you think, Lasse? Is the music industry of New Zealand so saturated or divided, maybe, that listeners just kind of gravitate more towards pop and not towards folk or indie rock.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, I don't want to...
Yeah, DJ Danning.
Yeah, I don't want to like put words in people's mouths or whatever, but I do think from observation that, firstly, there are lots of very talented New Zealand bands. I think that's clear.
Oh, yeah.
And I think it's probably the same all over the world, where it's probably... It can be tough to really put your head above others because there's so many that are so good. And it's really about finding ways to get yourself heard more than other people, because there's actually so much music that if it's in front of somebody, they will like it. But in Hamilton, like, maybe it's just Hamilton, maybe it's New Zealand in general. I'm definitely more familiar with Hamilton, but it's like I was saying before, where I think sometimes people really just like the groovy music.
Yeah.
And like,
the barbecue music.
Yeah.
Vibey barbecue music.
That's a great,
People love to go to a gig where they can just kind
of. There's a time for it.
not kind
of,
think.
Yeah, and just kind of dance a bit. And and that's totally cool. There's a place for that. So I guess the biggest struggle for us is trying to get our music in front of people who listen to the same to music for the same reason that we do. That's kind of like for an experience and for the emotion of it, but not the more dance feeling of it.
Not a quick fix, right?
You want
like engaged, deep listen. Well, at least listening at a certain level, and not just like, oh, yo, this is bad. Move on to the next one.
Right.
Yeah.
I feel like we're real excited that Aldous Harding's album's doing so well, and she's on Silver Scroll, because that's like incredible stuff and popular. So there's something in the air at the moment, which is good. A desire for stuff like that. Yeah.
Right. Thoughts, Roger?
Yeah, I'm not so familiar with the indie scene, but I mean, I've seen the emerging Americana scene since I really became fascinated in that eclectic genre 3 or 4 years ago. But look, I know it's tough. I mean, you're struggling to do enough with what you've got in your own heads. You're struggling to keep bread on the table.
Mm.
And technology's allowing, you know, more talent to come forward than it did 10, 20 years ago, where you had to get a lot more luckier. So now your luck is on the distribution side. You know, I don't have any answers except to encourage collaboration, because that's the way I see it working. Are you both all APRA members now?
Yeah.
I mean, they do a good job, like collaborative songwriting, and and they do seminars, they promote seminars that help you deal with the business side of things. The Americana Music Association, which I'm a member of, has a lot of good stuff on their website about the business side of music.
Alright.
So no, it's tough. I have no easy answers, but collaboration and working together with other artists is what I would urge you to try to do. Try to find the time to do it.
Totally.
And Independent Music New Zealand, the New Zealand Music Commission, they also periodically do sort of workshops as well, along with the New Zealand music managers. You know, things like about how getting your music out there, how to best Spotify. I think Going Global was a kind of a music summit that happens annually, and the last one was at the Roundhead Studios, and that was also hosted by the Independent Music New Zealand. And I think all these workshops are geared towards helping emerging artists like yourselves. So hopefully you'll find that beneficial. But it is a small industry compared to other big countries. So any thoughts on getting out of the country to play? Have you thought along those lines as well? Lasse?
Yeah,
we've definitely been thinking that, just because, like you said, it is such a small industry here, just because New Zealand's such a small country.
Right.
And so we'll definitely be thinking about how we can maybe do a tour in Australia for starters, and then maybe further on. Yeah. You just need to try and build up some contacts so that we can try and find some bands in those areas that we could maybe do a gig with.
Right, and Michaela to get some vacation time as well.
Oh, the dream. The absolute dream.
Excellent. And for good space. I guess you guys are still quite maybe young as a group at the moment, is that right?
Yeah, definitely a recent project. Of course we'd love to play overseas. Right. Every band, every musician wants to be touring the world and international. I guess nothing's concrete in my mind yet about that. I want to be playing shows, I want to make music, when it feels on track at the moment, and I think I'll take the next step as it comes.
Yeah. Excellent. That's the way to do it. Mm. So here's a track again from a Good Space album, or EP, sorry. This song's about you. Let's have a listen. I believe that's the opening track for your EP, isn't it?
And
fucking love that song again, man. As I said, I mean, every song that I find on your EP is a standalone single. So, is there a story behind this one?
Again, lyrically, each line's about someone different. And then the chorus, like, yeah, the song's about you. So it's not like you, it's like you, and you.
Wow. So you keep a black book of all the of people, and you're
in there. I'm like, I'm going to put someone on blast in a song.
That's brilliant. That's brilliant. And Lloyd, how did this come about musically?
This tune we worked a lot with a good friend of mine, James Mattia. He's a really cool producer. He wouldn't call himself that, but I would say he is.
What modest is he?
Well, he used to drum for
Broods.
He used to drum for Broods.
Oh,
so
right, okay.
And we gave him this track, and he simplified it a bit and gave it a kind of a hip hoppy kind of feel, which we quite like. We love the Gorillaz, so
yeah.
Love that. I guess that's the ultimate Britpop, hip hop kind of space we really like, and took it somewhere pretty cool.
Great opening track. What do you think, Roger?
No, that's the one I've been listening to. That's my Cooler Shaker song. It's a great song.
Brilliant. What do you think, Lassa? Isn't that a cool track?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a really cool track.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Again, there's something about like the tones that you guys have that are really cool, like that drum sound as well. It's really, really nice in that song.
Mm-hmm.
Brilliant.
Turbo.
So what are some of the New Zealand bands before we end that you like, then that you listen to? So I'm going to start with Lassa first.
Well, one of the first...
And please don't pick ones that your brother's in.
Probably the first New Zealand band that I really got into was LMNOP.
Yeah.
Because my sister had that self-titled album.
It was like Jordan Luck, right? No?
No. Oh, Dave. What's it? Can't get it now.
Brothers, aren't they? There's three brothers. And is that the same?
I'm not actually sure.
Yeah.
I just listened to the music and I was like, this is amazing.
They had a panelist in North. I don't know what's happened to them.
No.
About 10 years ago, 10 to 12 years ago.
Yeah. I saw Scotty drumming. He's still drumming all the time. He was drumming for Beachwear at Portland Public House.
Oh, yes. That's Lani Perkis. That's Simon William Todd's friend on bass. There you go.
Yeah.
Mm. Gotcha now. Yes.
And then another one is, have you heard of Paper Cranes?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
Paper Cranes.
Yeah.
Okay, that's another
really
folk
into
band.
Yeah, we just saw them play a few weeks ago in Hamilton, actually, and that was really cool. Yeah,
and they released something this year as well, or was it last year? I can't remember.
I think it was an album last year.
It was last year.
Yeah, Voices.
Mm.
Okay.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Cool.
Yeah, we got to meet them too at the gig. It was really, really cool. Because it's really interesting for me
there are only a couple of New Zealand bands that I really listened to while I was in China.
Okay.
So now when I see them here, I'm like, whoa, this is cool.
Excellent. And good space.
Definitely Aldous Harding, I think, is, again, forefront just in terms of inspiration, how she's just doing her own thing.
Yes.
And killing it, right?
Yeah.
Unknown Mortal Orchestra for me.
Yeah.
It's a band that I absolutely love.
Yeah. I've always been a huge fan of Phoenix Foundation. I love all their albums. Really great. And Mint Chicks and, yeah. Aldous is the one at the moment for me. Really cool stuff.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I think, Roger, you followed Aldous from her very first album until now, Designer, right? So she's definitely breaking new ground.
Amazing, and it's nice to hear the breadth and spread of her following.
Mm. Yes, mm-hmm. Including now dance. because Roger and I went to see a show at Q Friday, which was two dance pieces that were inspired by Aldous Harding, and it was pretty different and special. So we have different feelings about it, but nonetheless, you can catch the review of this show, Dances with Aldous, on radio13.co.nz. So I would love to give you both the best. I'm trying to think of a very nice compliment, but I think I can't find the right words, because you guys have something special in each of your body of work. Thank you for sharing them with us here in the studio and to playing your music live. That always gives it a bit of a special touch. Don't you think, Roger?
I think everyone who's listening should buy the music.
Oh, absolutely.
That's
yeah.
what I think. That's yes. what we're here to do.
Yes, definitely. So where can listeners find your work, Lhasa?
Well, if you search Lhasa, that's LHASA, on any of the major streaming platforms, you'll find it. But if you want to buy a physical CD, you can go on thisislhasa.bandcamp.com.
And for Good Space, sorry?
Yeah, same thing. It's on Bandcamp, Spotify, all the major platforms. Maybe for the 9th of November gig, we'll do some CDs, because it's nice to have a lyric booklet and some artwork, but we'll see.
Well, wish you the best. This is the Bat Monkey. Come listen to me again, 12:30 p.m. next Sunday, and get ready for some bad stuff.
Sure.
I get mixed up with this fucking monkey anyhow.